What's up, guys? I'm Nightlife Lex, and we are in the nightlife, even in the daytime. Okay? And right now, I am here for the In the Night podcast, where I bring you nothing but exclusive news and updates, bringing awareness to real music, art, fashion, things going on in our community, and just bringing awareness to real things that pertain us. Okay? So, right now, I just wanted to tap in and say thanks to everyone who support me and support the movement. Nightlifemusic.com is the blog where you guys can definitely check out some of my features from different interviews I have done, media coverage. Not just only that, just giving you an overview of my world when I'm behind the scenes and just allowing people to see what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? I would love to give everyone a thank you again for just allowing me to share my world with you. Okay? Now, make sure you guys tap in with me, and you can follow me on social media, Nightlife Lex. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, my journalist page, Lex Wrote It. And you can also just Google me and tap in more with Nightlife, okay? I just feel like right now I want to talk about a few things that's been happening in our world. And it's to the point to where when I see certain articles that come through my phone about different things that's happening in our world, it just like, wow, it bothers me. And it just seems to me like everyone may not be aware sometimes. So I'm just here bringing awareness to some updates and news that we don't see on TV. We don't see the blogs posting. We normally just see things about gossip and who's dating who and who's wearing what. But what's really going on in our world, in our community, especially with our people? You know what I'm saying? It's just certain things, you know. That's why y'all got me. Certain things I'm going to make sure you're aware of. Okay, now with that being said, y'all make sure y'all tap in. You could tap into the podcast on all platforms where you can find a podcast and tap in with me. Okay, now I have some news about some disturbing things. Okay, I have a post from New York Post, and that's what's this in reference of. And there's a sad situation. It's so sad. Teen TikToker allegedly murdered disabled sister day after going viral. This is a 14-year-old child who's been popping on TikTok. She had over 20,000 followers, and you know, I see she may be tapped in or whatnot. And what it is that, oh, it's so sad, guys. She stabbed her 19-year-old sister, who is disabled, and killed her while her parents were sleeping. 14-year-old Pennsylvania girl who allegedly stabbed her disabled sister to death posted a now viral TikTok video before the murder, and her account has been since shut down, according to the police and reports. The name of her TikTok account is Spirit and Such Consulting. They flagged her TikTok for violating guidelines, you know, of, you know, violence or whatnot. After the fact, she's gone now, and I believe what they're insinuating is that some of her posts were like a little bit vulgar, violence, you know, showing anime photos of her, showing a woman laid with a stabbed with a knife in the chest, and just like showing very like vulgar photos and things of that, and just showing her true self of her like being in an angry state. Seem very possessive, you know, whatnot, from just what I seen in my opinion of after just researching and looking at the article and just going on TikTok and checking it out. Oh, so sad. Miller was hysterical, and when she called 911 that morning, They said that she confessed to stabbing her sister. And I just feel like, you know, with TikTok being a very prominent and popular app where a lot of kids, not just adults, but kids come on and tap in, dance, have fun or whatnot, you have to be careful because you don't know what's actually going on, what you're seeing. And they have trigger moments, you know what I'm saying, from other people. People could definitely be the type to do what they see, following the leader type of vibe sometimes, you know, and you just never know what your kids are watching, even yourself. I always say that I didn't really care for social media too much because after I would talk about a cinnamon bun or think of a cinnamon bun, it pops up on my page. And I'm sitting there like, now how the hell Instagram knew to just post this? I mean, one time I was eating some Twizzlers. I was tearing them Twizzlers up. And then all I know coming down my timeline is Twizzlers. I knew that wasn't a coincidence. I done grown to know that there's no coincidence at times. You know what I'm saying? No quinky dink. Okay? And it bothers me. And I'm just saying that with just, you don't know how these apps, these social media apps are breaking us down. Some people, everyone is not the same, don't have the same mindset set. Some people may be weaker than others, and you could take them in, lure them in more than most, some people, you know, and it sucks. And that's why I was saying that about TikTok, because I haven't really tapped in with TikTok after, you know, I read a few articles about just them using TikTok to actually spy on us from China. That's why I believe Donald Trump was trying to ban TikTok, but they said otherwise. Okay? And I believe they just do that with all apps. You have to put in all your information. They want this, that, and the third. And, you know, I be having my intuition like, this is just not right. You know, it's going to be right all the time. So just with that, piggybacking on this story with this horrific situation with this young girl killed her sister. Now her parents have to deal with not having either one of their daughters. No, they don't have any. It's like, what do they have to live for, probably, you know? And who knows what's been going on in that household. Make sure you take care of your family and become prayerful and grateful to God. That's what I can say, you know. It's really a sad situation. And like I was stating to her, TikTok account name is Spirit and Such Consulting. What is a 14-year-old doing with a name of that such? Her name is, her last name is Miller. That's all they said, Claire. Like, I would have Miss Claire or Sweetie Pie Claire, you know. But why would your TikTok be called Spirits and Such Consulting? And I thought about it, and I was just like, just with the horrific situation that happened, what was that Spirits and Such that, like, inspired her, possessed her to do this? You know what I'm saying? You got to dig a little deep and read between lines. Like, as I read the article, I read between the lines of, like, what's actually happening. So one other thing, it gets deeper. Another thing that I noticed too, when I went to go search her page, it was gone. But I found several, at least 6 to 7 pages that were called Spirit and Such Consulting. So I'm like, what is this? What is going on? Right? So I go click on one, and they're actually like stating how they are reposting the video since her page is banned. People are making pages so you could go back and see what occurred, you know, and or beforehand, you know, like different videos of her, like making TikTok videos and, you know, just, you know, showing her just looking sad or looking mean, different messages, reading between lines. And, you know, I still didn't get it, but it was sad just to see the fact of how this girl was looking and how she, you know, showed herself on TikTok and whatever she was going through or whatever came within her to do such a gruesome thing to her sister. You know, it's very sad. I also noticed too that I was seeing the words trigger warning, you know, and I was seeing TW, which stood for trigger warning. As I'm looking, I'm like, okay. And I'm like, this is weird, you know. It was weird to me. And I just start thinking, like, what the, I never heard nothing like this. And going back and seeing this, it just seemed it weird, bro. I just start thinking about it. You just never know, like, when they were saying trigger warning, I believe that there are things that are shown on the news, shown through social media, just shown to us to be triggered moments for us, you know, and allow us to may think other ways, think elsewhere, which is not good. That's why you have to protect yourself, guys. You know, me going deep into this this topic, I also, you know, give insight on how I felt, you know, and what I really thought about the situation. You know, maybe it could help you guys think about it too, instead of just being like, oh my God, oh, and then that's it. Some things have deeper meanings, and you have to dissect some things on why it's happening, why they're broadcasting it, why did it go viral, on why some news topics don't go viral. You know what I'm saying? Why they don't talk about it, not just calling it, not just saying viral, guys. Why it don't be shown, you know? Truly, truly. And that topic right there, it bothered me because I just felt something fishy at the same time. I give my condolences to the family. And, you know, just the children, you know, I know she was in school, classmates, you know, they're devastated. You know, this is adding trauma to people's lives. And it's also adding trauma to the people that's on TikTok that follow. She had over 20,000 followers, you know what I'm saying? So she tapped in. She could tap in with thousands of people. And look how it's affecting people, you know? So just saying that, you know, be careful, and you know, we just gotta be a little bit more aware of what's going on out here, man. I really think that was really messed up, and I just hope and pray, you know, I just hope and pray to God that she could repent for her sins, because that was horrific. I feel like she was possessed, poor baby, you know. At the same time, I'm not, you know, you do the crime, you know, you gotta do the time. And they also saying that they're charging her. They has her as a, they want to try her as an adult because of the severity of the crime she did, the seriousness of it. Like, it was gruesome, you know? Crazy, man. Super crazy. Now, I have another story I would like to share with you guys, another topic, which also bothered me truly. Truly, truly bothered me, and it also stuck out to me. Suspect in St. Paul triple homicide claims he saved victims from shooting them. So, young man, 26 years old, named Takeith Jones from St. Paul, faces 3 counts of second degree murder with intent, not premeditated. And if he's convicted of all 3, he will be facing maximum sentence of life in prison. And actually, he killed a mother and her 2 kids, a daughter and her son. And what makes it even worse is that before her son passed, they asked him, well, what happened? Who did this to you? And he named his mother's boyfriend. So before her son took his last breath, he was able to let the law enforcement know that Mr. T. Keith killed him and his family. It is so sad, guys. They say there was a criminal complaint around 3 p.m. on January 30th. This is a bit older, but just the fact of that it reached my desk now, and how I never heard of this before, you know, it just bothered me. I said I just wanted to share this with people, you know. It was just like, wow. How will you go by killing your girlfriend's kids and her, like, what was going on in his head to do such a gruesome thing, you know? Well, he said that he was saving the victims by shooting them, guys. That's what he stated. And let me get to it so you can see, so I can see and tell you guys exactly what he told police. After initially stating he didn't kill anyone, he admitted to shooting and killing them, adding that he didn't know why he did it. According to the complaint, he told police he saved them. And he said that he's not a monster. He stated that he kissed them all after he killed them. Man, so sad. He said he saved them so they can go up there and be holy. Now, one thing that I noticed just about both of these topics of the murders, these gruesome murders, is that both of them confessed to what they do, as if like a murderer is not going to confess what they do. They're going to try to like deny and plead not guilty and not tell on themselves, right? Which made me think of some type of possession, you know, it happens all the time. You know, things get a hold of people and allow them to do things they'll never think they'll do. Some people don't remember things that they do. And that's why it kind of like hurt to see that, because what could have gotten into these people to do such a gruesome thing to their family, to their friends, or children? It was just horrible. It was just so horrible. And me sitting here and sharing with you guys that stories, it's just me bringing awareness to, you know, before you just start to judge the situation and just be like, oh, wow, wow, wow. You know, just think about what caused this. You know, dissecting the situation. What happened prior? Like, what's happening here? What's wrong? Like, deeper. That's why I also feel like when, you know, criminals or who not may do something and go to jail, instead of you keeping them in there for life to 50 years, 20 years, 10 years, like, why don't you try to find a way to actually help these people so they won't come back home and do it again? Allow them to understand what happened, you know, like some type of therapy, counseling, psychologists to be within the jails to where it's not just them doing hard labor, it's them actually growing, just like rehab. You know, you have drug addiction, you go to rehab, and they're trying to help you. And I just feel like you need to be helping these young men and women that are becoming incarcerated, and there's no type of learning factors or learning experiences for them to really fall through in real life. Okay? If you guys don't know, I am in Houston, and I'm pretty sure everyone know about this world state of emergency that we had last week with the winter storm. Okay? I experienced some things that I couldn't bear with because I was out of power and no water, and it literally became like below freezing levels of, oh my God, temperature, to where we were colder in Alaska at a point of time here in Houston. Okay? And I could just share my experience with me actually being here and like how I felt, what I went through, and what was going on, what was really going on, and what I was researching and looking through as I'm going through this process of being through this winter storm. I'm from New Orleans, from the west side of New Orleans, and I've been through Katrina, Hurricane Katrina, and devastating. But some things that made it even more worse were things that were being allowed. So going back to the winter storm, it's freezing cold. It's snowing. All that, you know, people power going out. So now we're in a freezing cold house, right? The energy company, CenterPoint was stating that we're going to have to, you know, have different areas and regions of Texas to like turn off the power, to conserve power for others. So we may give you up to 15 to 45 minutes with no power, and then, you know, try to conserve energy for others. Because after reading, and you know, on why would you do that, you know, they were trying to conserve energy because they were saying if they don't, we might have a really complete blackout. Okay? I felt like that was bullshit. I feel like that was bullshit. It has been times where lights don't went out. I done went through hurricanes. I was here for Hurricane Harvey. Lights went out, you know. But it was never, no one ever told me that, oh, we're going to turn them off to conserve energy. I've never heard that before till now. Okay? And what I got from that is that they're blatantly telling us that they're going to turn our power off. You know? From
my experience, I felt as though it would have not been as severe if our power on. We would at least be able to be inside with the heater on, warming up. Just can't go outside. There was plenty of ice on the road. A lot of accidents, a lot of people slipping inside. I didn't go nowhere. I stayed my ass inside because I was scared. I didn't want to mess up my car. You know, I've never experienced that before. And as you guys know, Houston is a place that is, you know, it's hot. You know, people come there because they want to get away from being up north or whatnot, you know, the vacation. So, like, this type of weather, it may have happened before at times, you know, years ago. But right now, like, for right now, that was hitting different. That type of weather was hitting different, guys, for me, to where it was unbearable. I laid up here once that power came back on. I jumped up, opened the stove, turned the burners on. I'm trying to do something to get some little heat in here because my heater was, it was 46 degrees in this house. So I'm in here while it's 46 degrees. I got 2 pair of socks on, a pair of church stockings, a pair of tights and pants, a sweater, long sleeve, and a sweater, and my big trench coat. I'm sleeping in my trench coat because it's so cold. So cold. Having to leave out just to go in the car to charge my phone here and there and just to get some heat. You know, it really sucked. It was hard. You know, and just having to check on family and friends and seeing how they're doing and what they were experiencing. Pipes being bust through the house. People are still without water right now. Some people. Food being wasted because there's not, you know, the refrigerator is not operating now. So things is thawing out and getting old and mold and... Oh, it was crazy. But I'm going to tell you this, y'all. My food didn't. I didn't lose the food. My food, it still had ice in the freezer. From 2 days with no lights. Still cold. It was that cold. I don't understand. And another thing that I noticed too, that I want my people, especially from here and all across the world, to know that... just to kind of like put it together in my terms on how this situation could have been prevented if Texas would have not chose to have a private owned company to control their power grid for the energy. Okay? That's what they did. Instead of taking the assistance from the United States, the government, to upgrade the energy and solar energy or whatever you have it to, like, just in case things like this may happen, they decide to do their own thing. Now we do our own thing. Now you know what I got from that? That y'all just wanted to be greedy, cheap, and do your own thing, keep your own money, and keep a hold on your own money. You know what I'm saying? But it bites y'all in the ass now because obviously your system wasn't strong enough for this winter storm. We don't have any insulation within the pipes. We wasn't prepared for that. As much as people were saying they were prepared, were you truly prepared? We're not out here wearing North Face coats and big coats and jackets and UGG boots, man. We're not doing that in the winter time. It was hot most of the time during the winter. Excuse me. So we wasn't prepared for that. That's not what is going on here. It was a lot of backlash of, you know, other people from across the globe, United States, like, you know, playing with Texas. Like, oh, they can't handle cold weather. They can't handle it. Look at them. Nah, man. You shouldn't look at that. You should be looking at what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was horrific. They had so much. People died. What about the homeless people? Even the fact of Houston downtown, the whole city downtown was lit up while everyone else was out of power. So that was a situation. I was on Twitter a lot, tapping in with everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know, tapping in, commenting, letting them know my situation and where I'm located and this is what's happening, how long my life's... Man, it was crazy. man, people was really fucked up about how the powers was on in these buildings that nobody in, but you allowing us to freeze to death. And you allowed us to freeze to death by turning off our power, bro. Fuck a conserving the energy, dog. You gotta be shitting me to believe that. I need y'all to see and read between the lines of what it is. And I'm not an expert, but from my gut and my intuition, it never felt right. Even from when I heard the storm was coming, it never felt right. Never felt right, you know? Never. So, it was just like, you couldn't even get a hotel. Hotels booked to the extreme. Some of them was like raising their prices up from $100 rooms to $300 rooms because they knew nigga needed them rooms for their kids and their children. You know, pregnant women, the elderly, you know, people with underlying conditions, you know. They had no way to keep warm and protect themselves, you know what I'm saying? And people was taking advantage of that. Price gouging for water, food, gas. It was bad. And it just lets you know how fucked up people is. But how about how fucked up the people are that are controlling things and like with the government and just how fucked up they really is. Because they, I don't believe they really had to do that. The severity of that storm would have took a little weight off of us if we would have had our energy. Now, I mean, power go off, I understand, but come on, man. It's to the point where they said 15 to 45 minutes to where our power was okay. It was on, then it turned off, and it came back on within like 2 to 3 hours. And then when it cut back off, it never came back on within 2 days. I had this much thick of ice on my car, so I had to like break it to get the ice off. It was bad. It was bad. And what, you know, hurt the most is the people that are truly, truly in need and has been affected by this, the trauma that it caused. Like, it fucked me up. My nerves was bad. I felt like I was being trapped. Can't go nowhere. You know, can't eat. You know, you can't cook. You know, you gotta have some survival skills to, you know, get through this. And, you know, some people know and some people don't know. It tapped in and hurt people that were from the wealthy to the poor. You know, it was crazy. I feel as though we need a cold-blooded suit, cold-blooded lawsuit. You know, I'm tweaking. I'm tweaking for my pain and suffering because that was messed up. And just knowing, you know, how they coming. A lot of people were stating how they couldn't even get FEMA. They were denied and they really lost a lot. You know, it was sad. I feel as though we should be receiving some type of funds for that loss. People couldn't go to work, you know, for almost a week, you know. Like, we lost. We had to buy things that we normally don't buy. We had to spend money that we normally didn't spend. We had to buy food from out the gas stations because no grocery stores was open or they closed at a certain time. Too many people, there's no food. It was a lot, you know. And I'm just giving y'all the brief because I'm just watching everybody scattering around, slipping and falling on ice, like getting fucked up, son. Getting fucked up. It was crazy. And I just wanted to share that with y'all, my experience over, you know, briefly sharing that about how I feel as though that winter storm felt like an experiment to me. No cap. You know, it felt like to me, they just want to see how much we can bear of them controlling us and telling us what to do and what they want to do. You know, that's just what I felt, man, from how they was handling the situation, like, not really giving a fuck. And then, like, oh, next week is 75 degrees, guys. It's beautiful. After we just freezed our fucking asses off. Took a piss and it was steaming. Because it was that cold. That cold. How can you take a bath? How can you brush your teeth? Some people just don't even know how to survive without things that are very, like, tangible to us, you know? So, I know it was an eye waking up for most, and I know hurricane season, I'm leaving. I'm going to leave. As soon as they talk about category 3 to 4, I'm jetting out of this way. Because it's going to be a hot summer. Yeah, it's gonna be a hot summer, y'all. And y'all need to be ready. Y'all need to be ready, man. Shout out to everybody who tapped in and tuned in with me, where I give you nothing but the exclusive news and updates, from music to the fashion to the art, just sharing people's stories, you know, successful stories. I have met so many people of all walks of lives that have a story to tell, excuse me. And I love to share it, you know. I love to share it. I love to share artists who's determined, you know, have meaning behind their words and their messages, you know. Like, you know, dissecting the messages. And there's so many messages between topics and stories all the time. And that's what I'm here to give y'all. That's what I'm here to share. As I'm sitting here collecting information, I feel like it's my duty and my purpose to share it with you. And hopefully, at times, get your opinion, overview, or your ideas of things. So you guys should always tap in with me, share whatever ideas, topics that you would like me to speak on, or what I may think about, if I resonate with it or not. Nightlifemusic.com. You can definitely click on our contact tab and hit me up, or through social media, Nightlife Lex. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, and I would love to talk to our younger generation and what's current now, because our younger generation is what's going to lead the future. And low key, right now, being in 2021 and coming into just 2020 with the COVID and everything, like, who is actually setting stone and writing down history? You know, real history, because they rewrite our history, his story. That's just, you know, how I look at it. You gotta read, you gotta read between lines, my baby. And I'm here to utilize that and use my mind and my thoughts to allow other people to think too. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it's real in the field, baby. It is real in the field, y'all. Man, once again, I am here, Nightlife Lex. I appreciate you guys for tapping in with me. I had to come tap in with y'all even in the daytime, man. We gonna just hit it whenever, however. Broadcasting live. Giving you my overview of the awareness of our community, of our world, of our society, of our young ones. You know what I'm saying? And how raw can it be? Because I ain't got no filter, guys. I ain't got no filter. And why should I? I'm gonna be who I am. You know? Again, guys, make sure you guys share and like, send me a review on what you think about my podcast. You can also go to my YouTube, Nightlife Lex. Actually see some of the content that I've created there. Make sure you guys subscribe to me. Tap in with me. I got so much more to come. We are in the nightlife.